It's a great question, and as is true of that passage in Ezekiel, and this is one of the things I deal with in the book, it really relates very closely, is that there are many, many, many passages of Scripture that if we take them in isolation, will lead us into a wrong way of thinking. Even though they are 100% true and 100% inspired, Scripture itself contains many, many, many balancing statements. So you've got the Ezekiel passage, which is, I think, essentially arguing for anyone who thinks that they've, you know, they're righteous and they've got it all together, that it's similar to what James says. When you offend the law in one point, you're guilty of all. In other words, you can't merit your salvation. So every sin, you know, any sin would cancel out all kinds of good things that we do if we are thinking in terms of earning our salvation. But the New Testament, and parts of the Old as well, is emphatic on the fact that we can't earn our salvation in the first place. And if you can't earn your salvation, I think that's one of the great arguments for not being able to lose your salvation. Because if you could earn your salvation, then as soon as you do bad things, well, then you can unearn it. You know, you can no longer deserve it. Well, grace means we don't deserve it in the first place. So since we don't deserve our salvation, then what can we do to lose it? And I think the point of the New Testament, so much of it, is the righteousness of Christ. So no, we don't merit salvation at all. But what's reassuring is that since we don't merit it, then we're not going to wake up tomorrow and say, you know, God looks at us and says, well, I've discovered some skeletons in your closet, or you came up with some new sins today that Jesus didn't die for. No, he died for all of our sins, past, present, and future. That doesn't justify sin. That doesn't mean we should sin or that we shouldn't care about our sin. But it means we are righteous in Christ. So 2 Corinthians 5, he has made him to be sin for us, he who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So we are covered fully with the righteousness of Christ. That's what it means to be saved. So we need not fear that we will lose our salvation, or that suddenly now today, oh, I did this bad thing, so I no longer deserve my salvation. No, you didn't deserve your salvation in the first place. Hence, your new sin no more disqualifies you from salvation than all of your old sins that are already covered by Christ, because they're